pastel drawing made by Lorenza Buttner. The work is undated, metric dimensions 137 by 170 centimeters, imperial dimensions 54 by 68 inches. This large pastel drawing by Lorenza Buttner depicts three self-portraits side by side. Lorenza is a white trans woman who has lost both arms. Each portrait is from the waist up in three-quarter view with the right side turned to the viewer. The background is colored in light blue and purple hues. Starting from the left is a portrait of a feminine rendering of Lorenza. She is wearing a scoop-neck black dress with a large white embroidered collar. Her chest hair is exposed. Her smooth face is made up with white foundation, light red lipstick, black eyeliner, and eyeshadow. A beauty mark sits on her right cheek. Her auburn brown hair is styled in short waves and covers her ears and drifts on to her forehead. In the middle portrait, Lorenza wears a boat neck shirt with light blue and orange horizontal stripes. Draped over her shoulders is an open, flowing light blue wrap. She is unshaved. Her short facial hair is styled in even vertical lines around her jaw. Her eyebrows are styled the same. Her long hair, now more blonde, is tied back to show her face. Strands of hair fall out from behind her neck. In the last portrait, Lorenza wears a black suit, gray shirt, and yellow tie. Her facial hair is shortly groomed, but without the styling as presented in the middle portrait. Her auburn hair is short and neatly combed back. On Lorenza's fluid gender presentation, exhibition curator Paul B. Preciado observes, Lorenza was interested in the simultaneity of embodiments and not in identity as a static place. Her transvestism was not mimicry of femininity as an identity. It was usual to see her with a beard or naked, but rather an enlargement of the body's gestural repertoire, an expansion of the possibilities of action. Lorenza was transition and not identity. Rather than speak of transvestism, more appropriate is to speak of practices of transition as techniques of unlearning by which the body and subjectivity considered disabled or sick recover their right to representation.